Good morning, everyone. This semester, this year, I'll be helping at Our Lady of the Victory Catholic High School in Centennial, and every 2 weeks I will be there to help them a little bit. So I came to help them last week, that my first week, because they started this school over there. So I came to say Mass over there on Friday, and then I showed up, and then no one knew me before. I knew no one as well. Like, I'm completely brand new in that school, and then I showed up, and then I showed up with my colors. And then I met a person over there, and then a couple of students over there, high schoolers over there, and so they saw me, and they asked me, "Hey, are you a seminarian, or are you a priest?" And I told them I am a priest. And they told me that, "Are you old enough to be a priest?" And so I told them that, you know what? Asian people, they look young forever. And then they got old one day, and they died the day after that. So that's what I told them. So that is the story. I am helping at that school. Really pray for our middle schoolers and high schoolers, and that they start a new year, a new academic year. But with that, the homily this week, the story about the stewardship, the story about there's a manager, a steward. So this is like the master, and this is the manager, like steward, and then underneath him, there's a couple of people. So the steward, the manager, like the master over here, he is firing like the manager over here. And the manager down here, he's trying to deal with a couple of people underneath him. That is the whole story in a short way. But with that, I think this gospel teaches me a couple, at least three main things that I would love to share with you. Three insights, three important lessons that I learned from this gospel. The first of all, use the earthly resources to gain eternal happiness. The first one, use the earthly resources that we can to earn a treasure in heaven. I talked to a couple of elderly people at the nursing home, and they asked me about heaven. So, and then treasure in heaven, and then they of course, whenever I tell them something, I need to be giving them an example about that. And then I told them that, hey, you can imagine like treasure in heaven. Like you have a bank account, right? And then they said, "Yes, I have my bank account." And you have a retirement account as well? "Yeah, I have a retirement account as well." So heaven for you, it will be like a bank account. Like you are doing over here something and you store for yourself up there. Like you are saving something over here and then you are having another bank account in heaven. Whatever we do on this life, the Lord will brother, sister, I think this is the point that I pray a lot, and this is the point that I would love you to know. Okay? You have like 2025 over here, okay? This is eternity over here, okay? 2025 over here, eternity over here. This is the point of death. You're going to die on that day, on this day, okay? Of course, I don't know. We all have to die, I guess. We all have to die, okay? This is the point of death. You, 2025, the point of death, and this is eternal life. This is the point of death. So you can do whatever you want until the point of death. Like, you're going to die on this day. You can do whatever you want. You can say no to God. You can say yes to God. You can practice virtue. You can be crazy, or you can be wild, or you can be holy at this point, 2025, until the point of death. And after your death, after you are dying, you are locked. You're completely locked at this point. And then the judgment, the personal judgment, and then the Lord, he will be your judge. At this point, you do nothing for yourself from eternal life. You will do nothing. You can do everything like 2025 until this point, but after this point, nothing. Brother and sister, like, be careful. Be careful. Why? Because the Lord, he will judge you. And then eternal happiness will be decided at this point. Eternal life, everything will be decided at the point over here. Heaven, purgatory, or hell. This point is so important. And then I would love you to be careful about that. I want you to be holy. Because you can use whatever the human resources to gain eternal life over here. Because after this point, you cannot do anything else. You cannot pray for yourself anymore. But you can do that now. You can do at this point. That is so important that I would want you to know. Because why is so important? Because eternity is eternal, unchangeable, permanently. No one can change that at all. No one can undo that anymore. But you can do right now. You can handle your life right now. You can be faithful or you can be dishonest, like the gospel today. You can be holy or you can be not holy. At the 2025 and until the point of death, you can do whatever you want. So take care of your souls, okay? As a priest for you, as your priest, I have to remind you about that. Because I am your priest. That's my duty to remind you about your souls, about the eternal souls. Because without that, what is my duty? Because my duty is focus on your souls. And I am reminding you about the point of death. Okay? Reflect on me, please. Reflect on that for me today, please. I am your priest, and I have to tell you from my heart about that point. The next point I learned from my gospel today is faithfulness in the small things. If you are trustworthy in small things, you will be trustworthy in a big thing. And if you are dishonest in the small things, you will be dishonest in the big things. Take care of yourself. Focus on the daily duties. And I told people that, hey, you don't need to change the world, but change yourself. Change your family. You don't need to go out there. You don't need to, hey, this is Anthony. This is Father Anthony. I'm going to change the world, the whole world. People will listen to me. I will be awesome. I will be famous. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want you to do that as well. Of course, you can if you want. But rather, I want you to focus on daily duties. Be faithful on those moments. Well, be faithful when you wash the dishes. How about that? Help your wives to do the dishes. Take care of your family. Taking care of your spouses. Take care of your moms and your dads in nursing homes. Remember them. Pray for them. Those daily duties, daily taxes. We have to do. Because if we are not faithful in those moments, we are not faithful in the big one. And be faithful. It can be hard when you are alone by yourself. Because we think that, okay, now no one can see me, so I can do whatever I want. Well, God can see you. God can see you clearly. In Him, there's no days, there's no night. In Him is always present moment, all the time. So He can know you perfectly. He knows your action, your mind, everything about you, He knows perfectly, perfectly. So be careful with that, because He knows you. Maybe we can have a fancy words. We can give a compliment to someone that we don't know, but God, He knows your mind. He knows you. So are we dishonest between our mind and our word? Or are we trust faithful? Or are we faithful in our words and our mind? Brother and sister, be faithful in daily lives. And the last point for my homily today, you cannot serve two masters. The word master in the gospel today, in Greek, Kyrios. In Latin, Dominus, means Lord. The word masters means Lord. We cannot serve God and mammon. Of course, the word mammon can be like money, can be material things. I would love you to share with you at this point as well. I know that we are in Littleton. I know that we are in a good neighborhood. I know that, so I get it. I know that we are in a beautiful area with the mountain, with the beautiful houses, with all of that. I get it, okay? Don't get me wrong when I say something. Brother, sister, money is not good or it's not bad. Money is good or bad, it is up to you. How? If you let money control you, now it's really bad. Like, really bad. But if you can control money, it's really good. So money itself is not good or it's not bad. Don't think that money is always bad. No. And don't think money is always good. No. But good or bad, it's up to you. How do you handle that? Are you serving money? Wow, that, when I say that out loud, it can be like really, wow. Are we serving money? I hope not. Why? Because you die. When you die, you bring nothing with you. Nothing. Even $1 bills. Nothing with you when you die. Of course, do you need money? Yes. You need money to live. Yes, I need money to live. We all. But that is how human being works. Yes, we all need money. But don't serve them. Don't let them control you. That is the point. Okay? I don't hate money. No. Don't get me wrong. Like, when I say that, don't get me wrong. Like, money is not good or it's not bad for you at all. But if you let money control you, now we need to talk. Because I'm worrying about eternal life. Then, of course, I can live maybe 80 years. Maybe I hope I can live like 70 years. You can live like 90 years. But after that, eternity. After that, unchangeable. After that, it's permanent. So I want you to think about that. When you die, you bring nothing with you. And I told people that I love my raffle. Told you that raffle. I love to my Toyota raffle a lot. Can I bring my raffle with me in heaven? No. You know that. You know that I can bring nothing. Even my Toyota raffle in heaven. No. I cannot. You cannot. No one can. You cannot bring your money at all. You bring nothing in heaven. In front of God, when you die, you, virtues, and what did you do? In front of God, like, hey, for example, I'm going to die today, okay? For example, I'm going to die today. In front of God, what did you do, Anthony? What did you practice, Anthony? Do you love me? Do you love my neighbor? This is like in my background. And God will base on that and give me whatever. Be careful with that when you die, okay? I want you to reflect on that today, that when you die, you bring nothing. So that, be careful. Do you serve who? Who do you serve? Mammon or God? Material things or God? That's all I have for you all today. Using the human resources to gain eternal happiness, eternal life. Especially practicing virtues. The second will be focus on the daily duties. Be faithful on the small things. And the last one, you cannot serve both God and mammon. Serve God, okay? Serve God. As your priest, I want you to serve God. So that's all I have for you all for this week.